The King Record Company was started as a mistake. I was a retailer selling records in a location that nobody could sell a record in. There so happens to be several people there who were knew of the of Sid's record shop and where it was located, and it was like just trying to sell grand pianos out in the desert. But we'd done business, because we knew how to do business. The King Record Company was started there. Later, we developed it into an organization with a plant, which I hope that all of you folks have been taken on the 29-cent tour. If there's any part of the plant that you haven't seen, we would like for you to see it before you go home, to see what you're a part of. You're not part of a small record company, believe me. You're part of a big record company and one that is proud of the way they do business. Shortly after we started, and we started this business while I was in the record store, I opened the business with 69 accounts, 69 phonograph operators, jukebox operators. The furthest one being Big Springs, Texas, that I shipped. All the records I could have manufactured were sold before they came in to these 69 accounts. I don't know if they used them for soup bowls or records. They had made beautiful soup bowls. Oh, they were dish beautiful. You're going to run a little mouse race around there, perfectly baked. You remember those first independent records. We started this company by accident. Cowboy Copas, Delmore Brothers, Merrill Travers, Hank Penny, Grandpa Jones used to come into the store. They were all on local radio stations here. Used to come in the store to buy records. They talked me into going into the record business. They were hungry. They wanted to make a $5 bill or a $40 bill, so they put one over on me. So naturally, we started as Hillbilly. We went along as Hillbilly for well over 2 years, maybe three. Then we saw the need to go into other categories in the record business. Because we, our men, Mr. Russin, who was covering how many states?
11 states.
11 states. It's a short part of the country. He never had time to stop to see a customer because he was traveling all the time. But we'd done business. We saw a need. Why should we go into these towns and only sell the Hillbilly accounts? Why can't we sell a few more while we're there? Because you don't make any money when your car is rolling. Every time you get in your car and drive 50 miles, it costs me money. The impossible we can do right now. The absolutely impossible takes us a day longer.